In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sure is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The fantasy football regular season is in the books on the Jones and Keefe program. Congratulations are in order to the 6 playoff teams. Sadly, I was not one of them.
No.
In it to the end. To the bitter end.
Neither was Nick.
No, Nick had the worst team in the league, I think.
Yep. Dead last. Neither was Terp.
Terp also didn't make it.
Billy?
Billy got in.
Billy grabbed thumbs that, up back there.
He grabbed that
in.
Last spot.
I'm in.
5 of the 6 teams in our division.
Oh, this
were
is
we
just...
the Glenn Ordway or the Dale Arnold division?
We were the Ordway division.
The Ordway division. 5 out of 6 got in. I finished last in the division, had the same record as Andy Hart, who won the Dale division.
He won the Dale.
He won the Dale. Took home the Dale.
Yeah,
he always have that.
He took home the Dale.
You can put that on the mantle.
Put that on the mantle, exactly.
Somehow the second seed, by the way.
Well, that's how it works. You won the division.
Yeah, you won his division, gets a bye. Yeah,
6-8 gets a bye.
Yeah, AFC North winner gets to host a home playoff game.
So Jones, yeah. Scheim, Fitzy, Dan Ball, who we found out looks a lot like Hunter Hayes.
Hunter Hayes, of course. And
is 5'10". He wanted to let us know that.
I think the AI...
He came in. He kicked the door down just
like,
to come
guys,
in
I'm
here
5'10".
And yell at us that he was 5'10".
I was like, crap, I think I am shorter than him.
I was like, go stand next to him. Go stand next to him right now. Take your shoes off. Both of you guys take your shoes off.
Hey, I got a special pair of shoes. I'm going to wear them tomorrow. Yeah.
But with all that said, Jones, I know you don't want to tip your hand too much because you are alive and well in our playoffs.
No. Look, I look out for the people.
Give
I'm not looking out for myself.
Give me a fantasy pickup if you don't mind.
Okay. I'll do this for you out there. You're in the fantasy playoffs. You need a pickup. I'll give you one at each position.
Wow. We don't have that much time.
I think the top pickup, honestly, all things being equal, who I would want to go get, Harold Fannin Jr. From the Cleveland Browns. But if you need a tight end especially, Blake Corum feels like a guy who's going to play, and also, if anything were to happen to Kyron Williams, you go get Blake Corum at running back, but I think he's playable in a flex spot anyway. Ryan Flannoy, this is one that Nick brought up. Dangerous to take his advice, but it's a good call. If CeeDee Lamb doesn't play,
spotty record,
and he doesn't get out of concussion protocol, Ryan Flannoy is another, the wide receiver in Dallas. The pickup is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easiest way to get rid of your old car, donate today, and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now, carsforkids.com. That is Cars with a K.
Is that true? Is Dan Ball's nickname Dan Ball Ball?
Yes.
It is?
Yeah, that's what we always call
it. That's what they were saying on the Twitch
show. Yeah. All right. I heard you're back together,
and if that's true, you'll just have to grab bag. When he's kissing
you. Nobody's hotter than the Celtics, but they're going to have to cool off a little bit, Jones, because they don't play again until Thursday in Milwaukee.
NBA Cup?
I don't know if they're just there the whole time, just taking in the sights and sounds of Milwaukee. Are they here? I wonder where they are right now.
You've been there, Keith?
Milwaukee?
Yeah.
No.
I have, Bragg.
I'd like to go. I like cheese and beer.
Our famous year where we did some cameos on Celtics games, I did a trip to Milwaukee.
Oh, that was one of your spots?
That was one of my
You
games.
Go to Bucks game.
I did. Yeah. Giannis
I got the better deal.
Giannis
then.
Was a rookie or a second-year player. It was very young Giannis on that team. Yeah.
I had better games.
Sick brag, bro.
Better cities? Better cities.
I had New Orleans.
Yeah.
Chicago.
Yeah.
Dallas.
Uh-huh.
And D.C.
Oh, nice.
You had Milwaukee. You went to Utah. Oh, man, you got the...
I went to Salt Lake. I went to Sacramento.
That's terrible.
Uh-huh.
Where else did you go?
I did go to L.A.
Oh, you went to L.A., okay.
Got a Lakers game.
Got it.
And I did go to Miami.
All right. Not bad.
But no, yeah, I would give the edge to Keith there.
Slight edge. No, Go Celtics, no problem, because the Boston Bruins are in action, taking on Jim Montgomery. This time it's on his ice.
He didn't like the tribute that he got. He's like, hey, guys.
No, but the Bees are on
Monty's house.
They've won back-to-back games.
Yeah.
The Blues are trash. This is a bit of start of a road trip. They go St. Louis to Winnipeg to Minnesota. Classic road trip.
Winnipeg to Minnesota.
Classic line on
Winnipeg
map.
Is northern Minnesota. That makes sense. Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So the kind of the central. So 8 o'clock start tonight for the Bruins and the Blues.
Now this looks like a top for me. So everybody just follow me. Cause we need a little controversy. Cause it feels so empty without
grab bag.
All right, we do have some World Baseball Classic news.
Oh,
why don't you first tell the people where Aroldis Chapman, Red Sox closer, winner of the Rolaids Relief Man of the Year this past year, you might think he's playing for one obvious team, and then you're like, well, maybe there's a second choice. No, it's neither of those.
Mm-hmm.
Where is he playing?
You know, he defected from Cuba, so you'd think Cuba.
Yeah.
But no, he wants to pitch for Great Britain in the World Baseball Classic.
Great Britain?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I don't much care for the idea of him pitching in the World Baseball Classic. Like I don't need this guy pitching before the year for the Red Sox. I'd be very much against it. But I guess the reason for that being, despite being from Cuba, he's Jamaican heritage, and so he is eligible to play for Great Britain. I guess. But I don't.
How good a squad they have?
I don't think much of. No. I don't think it's a good squad. I think if you want to try to win the World Baseball Classic, I'd imagine Cuba's the better way to do it. So maybe. Ipso facto, it's good news for the Red Sox. Great Britain gets knocked out.
Yeah.
And Aroldis Chapman doesn't really pitch in that thing, but I don't want him anywhere near the World Baseball Classic.
No. Also, I got an update. The Celtics are here, and they practice tomorrow.
So they're not.
Yeah, they're not in Milwaukee.
Not 3 days in.
They're not in Milwaukee.
Yeah. Taking in like a Marquette game or something like that.
That was Terp.
Oh, good stuff, Terp.
Yeah, thank you, Terp.
Shout out, Terp. Good work.
Just have his mic on down there like they did with Mitch in the morning.
Yeah, they said we could do that.
We have the ability.
I know we have the at least Twitch Mitch can jump in from down there.
Yeah.
Why not Terp?
Why
the Terp just came in out of the clouds, and he's like, guys.
Guys, they're here. I actually go to practice tomorrow.
Okay, great. All right, cool. Sick
break. Well, Great Britain is going to struggle if they play against Team USA in the World Baseball Classic. The Americans have added four more players today.
Uh-oh.
Including the newly re-signed Kyle Schwarber.
Nice.
Will Smith. The Fresh Prince behind the dish, right?
Sure.
Gunnar Henderson and Bryce Tarang. The Tarang?
The Tarangatang.
The Tarangatang.
That's what they call him. Yeah.
So right now, this is what the World Baseball Classic team looks like.
He plays for Milwaukee, right?
He does.
Yeah, it's all full circle. There you go.
He loves it.
Yep.
So right now, they have a outfield of Corbin Carroll, Pete Crow Armstrong, and Aaron Judge.
That's a good first half lineup.
Not bad. Infield, TBD at first.
Okay.
Looking for a one bagger, although I guess you
polar
could
bear.
Put Schwarber in a pinch.
Get the polar bear. Schwarber could do it. Get the polar bear.
Bryce Tarang, Bobby Witt Jr., Gunnar Henderson.
Who was the second baseman?
Bryce Tarang? The Tarangatang.
Thank you.
Sorry.
You're
having a hard time.
Yeah.
Witt and Henderson on the left side.
Nice.
You got Will Smith and Big Dumper Cal Raleigh.
Oh, I like that.
And then you got Paul Skeens. The Americans, not bad. Where's Bryce Harper? Can he play first base?
He's washed.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, Dombrowski basically said he was washed.
Where's
Did you hear him like a month ago? They're like, yeah, he didn't like have like the best season. He might not be like ever good again. I'm paraphrasing, but it was like pretty. It was like, wow.
He had to walk him back.
He was
back,
like, very
actually.
Honest
yeah,
about being
that.
Like, yeah, he's probably cooked.
Wait, would you want Crochet in this thing?
Well,
no.
Not
no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
They don't pitch him like full go
still,
but they gotta get loose there in the spring anyway.
I'm out.
He's only gonna throw a couple innings.
No Crochet, no Chapman.
The last time Ohtani was in this thing, he followed it up with, like, the greatest baseball season of all time.
Sure. Yeah, he's not a
pitcher. And bet on himself the whole way.
I was about to say he's not a pitcher, but he is a pitcher,
actually.
He cameos as a pitcher.
He pitched.
Yeah.
He struck out Trout,
didn't he have Tommy John? Yeah, isn't that why he missed a bunch of time?
Thank you.
No, not in that one, though. I thought he struck out
I think
Trout.
It was all cumulative, yeah.
Well, hopefully Yoshida plays. He gets his swing back. That guy rakes in the World Baseball Classic.
If I get drunk, well,
grab bag.
All right. Congratulations to Lionel Messi, who was named the MLS MVP for the second straight season.
I would hope so. He comes over. I would hope he's the MVP of the MLS.
He was nasty. We saw him brag in person once again this year, and it's like everybody's watching him.
We've been to 100% of the Messi Inter Miami games.
And he has scored in 100% of the games.
Yeah, I've seen it.
This guy's ridiculous.
Yes, easy bet.
Was cashed.
Messi anytime goal?
Messi anytime.
Piece of cake.
Messi first goal. Messi last goal. Messi all the goals.
Messi two goals.
Yeah, fine. Yeah.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful grab bag.
All right, here we go. Segment within a segment. Has Bob Ryan tweeted?
I'm going to say no.
He has.
Oh.
Believe it or not, he responded to another eye test.
Oh.
He's done multiple eye tests.
Honestly, this is horrifying for me yesterday. I was failing eye tests that Bob Ryan was acing. That's actually that's a bad sign.
All right, so this one, it says, find in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
This is to determine the sharpness of your eyes.
Oh, no.
And there's a series of numbers.
I'm not looking. I haven't pulled up.
Are you looking at it?
I think I just, it's yellow background.
Yellow background.
Okay, I got 10 seconds.
It says you have 10 seconds to find three different numbers.
Okay.
Go. Yes, go.
I see a lot of eights. I see a nine.
Okay.
I see a six.
Right,
I see a three.
That's it. You're good.
963.
Bob wrote 963.
Nice. How about that?
I feel like it's mostly eights.
A lot of eights.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he responded to that. That was good.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I mean, eight should count, right? Yeah. You got to find three different numbers.
Yeah, three different. They all
eight,
count.
Nine, and six. Yeah.
Amelia, definitely not an AI-created bot, tweeted out, rate on a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, wait, let me keep scrolling. Hang on.
Yeah, no, there's more
rate
tweets.
On a scale of 1 to 10. Okay, yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how important is music in your life?
Seven!
Nick's going seven.
Yeah, like a four.
What do you think Bob Ryan said?
One.
9.5.
Oh.
Yeah, big music
the other way.
Yeah, 9.5.
Nice, okay.
Not full 10, but like 9.5.
All right.
Let's hear the different voices. So somebody else, there's also a created meme. If your English is good, I challenge you to write any word that starts with C and ends with E within 1 minute.
It's like a whole challenge.
Keep
your profanity.
What did you say, Bill?
Case.
Yep, that was one of the ones that he had.
Case, that works.
He had five.
Kane.
Good one. Thank you. Didn't write that.
Yeah.
Cause, coordinate, case, core, care.
Oh.
So, yeah.
There you go.
Pretty good tweets by Bob. I think he had another tweet in there, too. These are all responding
to his for you. We'd imagine.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
His algorithm.
But he's pretty he's active on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want Bob to answer a question, don't tag him. Just simply post a question and then hope
verify
that he finds
your account
it.
And post a question.
His algorithm nowadays is mostly
a mess.
AI gilfs and eye tests.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
A lot of eye tests.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you worry, a pretty striped head. We're going to get you back to Tyson and your cozy tiger bed. And then we're going to find our best friend.
Grab bag.
And we're going to give him a best friend.
Also grab bag.
All right, let's find out, Jones, who the best NBA performer was from last night. Was it Andrew Nembhard? 28 points, 12 assists. Was it Trey Murphy III? 32 points. Was it Russell Westbrook? 24 points, 12 boards, 14 assists.
Wow, that's a good line.
Was it Derek Queen? 33 points, 10 boards, 10 assists. Or was it Anthony Edwards, 40 points and 9 rebounds?
So the only guy who won on that list, Keith. They all lost. All the good lines, except for Nembhard.
Nembhard.
Yeah.
That's who you're going with?
Yeah, I'll go with him.
By the way, everybody made fun of the Pelicans for trading up for Derek Queen. He's like the rookie of the year. He's like the
best. Triple-double was monstrous.
He's like the best rookie in the, he's like better than Flagg, isn't he?
The list he's on for rookies with 30-point triple-doubles, I can pull it up for you, but it's like,
oh, it's Steph Curry.
It's a good list, yeah.
Yeah, no, he's having a great year.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, you want the list?
Yeah, I do.
Rookies with 30-point triple-doubles. Curry?
Yep.
Blake Griffin, who was really good early
in his
career.
And that was kind of like a redshirt rookie year because he missed like his real rookie year.
Luka.
Luka's nice.
And Austin Reeves.
Well, those are all NBA guys you're talking about there. All right, let's go to the random baseball player. This guy was a famous backstop. He was a one-time All-Star. He played 11 seasons in the majors, earned over $19 million.
11 seasons, one All-Star, you said?
One All-Star,
okay.
$19 million American dollars.
Yeah.
That's 18 Tony Hawk 900 skateboards.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
He played
I want to count how many Cirillos that is.
It's plenty. Yeah. He played for the Snakes. He might have even played with Cirillo, for all I know, because he played for the Snakes, Brewers, Cubs, A's, and Twins. Broke into the majors, and I mean broke in, knocked the door down, 1997 as a 27-year-old rookie.
With the Snakes?
With the Twinkies.
Oh, with the Twinkies.
Yeah.
With the Twinkies.
Twins.
Okay.
The Twins. Yeah. And Twins. Then he went to the Snakes. Ended with the Brew Crew after the 07 season. Was an All-Star with the Snakes in 2002.
So it's not Joe Mauer, obviously, but he was Joe Mauer era-ish.
Was also, Twitch chat has
the
it.
The catcher before Joe Mauer?
He won a World Series in 01 with the Snakes. And the text line has it. Twitch and text had it. It might have been the money I gave him. He did not have a nickname, Bill, but his agent was Bob Garber.
Oh,
so that's
good
who
agent.
Represented him. Got him all 19.
That's how he got the 19 mil. Yeah, yeah. He's like a $16 million player. Bob got him a few extra.
Hit 4 home runs his last season in the majors at 37 years old. Same number that Yoshida hit a year ago.
Cheating and looking.
Go ahead.
You're telling me the answer's right there? Damian Miller?
He got it.
I don't know. If you told me that was a fake player, I would believe it.
He's all too real, and he won a World Series and was an All-Star. That is good stuff.
Good player.
Really nice.
Really not all that random. I wish I remembered him.
Stole 5 bags, got thrown out 5 times. So literally, giveth and he taketh.
He had a ways to go to get to being a Yoshida 4-3 guy.
Yeah.
But short of that, okay.
But now that Jeff Kent's in the Hall of Fame, he's like, hey, maybe I got a chance.
Hey.
Dust off my...
hey, Damian Miller?
My bona fides.
What do you think?
Damian Miller? Huh? No?
I'm just double-checking that there was no Arcan text.
He was
Damian
8th
Miller.
In defensive war in 2000.
That's good.
So if you want to consider that.
That's top half of the league.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. That is the random ball player each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. 617.
He was first in pass balls, though, in 99.
That's going to hurt the war.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt the D war, is what that's going to do. Plus, if it bounces the wrong way, it'll just hurt the D. We got all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. We'll check it with WEEI Afternoons. They got her.
Yeah,
I got Fitzy. You got 10. And we'll get you the clip du jour next.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.